Alan gathers the four of us together in the break room before the lunch shift.
"I want to make a change," he says, looking right at me with his greenish-gold eyes.
My throat goes dry, and I run my thumb along a big knife gash on the table in front of me. Alan's a smart guy, thoughtful most always, but he's never just up and said, "I want to make a change." I don't like change. Change is how Mom and Dad call it when we have to trade our nice car for a worse car due to the money situation. Alan says,
"I want to make a change."
And I see myself sitting under a bridge somewhere, hungry. Mandy pulls a long string of pink gum out of her mouth and twists it tight around her finger. She's angry all the time. Sure, she's chipper and pretty and all those good waitressy things, but even when she's chipper, she's angry. Most of the knife scars on the break room table came from her.
"What kind of change?"
Mandy growls at Alan. She puts a new stick of gum in her mouth and mashes up and down on it with her jaws. Mandy likes gum. She can beat up on it and it won't complain or fight back.
"Change make Mandy's blood pressure increase, which makes Mandy's fight increase, which increase it does not behoove you to instigate, and et cetera," she says.
She takes her corkscrew out of her pocket, flips it open, and starts twisting it into a coffee stain on the table, warning Alan not to increase her fight.
"Can it? The restaurant business is a den of backstabbing crooks and wayfarers," Alan says, pounding his fist on the marinara-spattered wall. "It's capitalism in its finest form, people. Eat or get eaten. And right now, we've got a hungry pack of wolves on the loose in Gruff Valley, eagerly licking their chops at the prospect of getting a nibble of our market share."
Remus and Romulus, our twin-line cooks, sit and stare at Alan with their little mouths hanging open. Alan got them from the Gruff Valley Orphan Asylum 5 years ago, named them, and raised them. They don't talk much, but they get along with each other and they can slap a monster panini together in 20 seconds flat.
"If a couple of 12-year-olds can work that fast," Alan sometimes says to me, "why can't you?"
It's not fair to compare us. They've got their ways and I've got mine.
"I'm talking about the fiendish maw of competition, guys," Alan says, searching our faces, like he's looking for gold but it's afraid he's not going to find it.
Sometimes Alan uses such big words none of us understand what he's trying to say. I want to sit down with him and explain it'd probably be better for everybody if he just used words that are sharp and simple, like daggers, instead of blasting us with giant bazookas of words. But Alan doesn't like feedback.
"We've got Ethiopian food moving in across the street. Mr. Don Juar just opened up a new curry in a hurry on Blythe Street, and Churros Camburos is gaining momentum."
"Churros Camburos will never get off the ground,"
Mandy says, shredding her gum with her long pink fingernail.
"All I'm saying," Alan says, "is that we've got to stop thinking like restaurateurs and start thinking like Viet Cong. First employee to fetch me a pint of Don Juar's blood gets a meaty Christmas bonus."
Remus and Romulus crack their knuckles before making for the exit. They're halfway out the door when Alan yells at them to get their butts back into the break room.
"Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior," Alan says, raising his hands up to heaven. "Not a damn soul in this room understands the gentle touches of irony. I wish I were back in college where they have safeguards against morons like you. That was a joke. I don't want to hurt Don Juar unless it comes to that. And even then, there's no way in hell that any of you are going to get a Christmas bonus this year. There's just no money in the coffers."
Remus clambers back into his place at the table, but Romulus must be disappointed because he stays in the doorway, all cowed, watching a crowd of ants carry breadcrumbs across the floor. Alan taught the twins all kinds of things about making sandwiches quickly, but I don't know if he taught them about good and bad. That's my job. I always try to teach them the right thing to do, when I know it. Romulus stomps on the ants, which isn't fair. The ants just wanted some food. "It isn't nice to mash up bugs," I say to Romulus. He runs to his brother and burrows his head in Remus's lap. I don't know if he's heard me. Maybe.
"Thor," Alan says, "will you please, for the love of God's only begotten son, clam it and allow me to continue talking business?"
I mime stitching my lips together. I don't mind it when Alan zings me because that's his way. He's got dramatic Italian blood in him. So I let him say what he wants and don't take it personally.
I think the best offense, Alan continues, is a good defense. There's a lot of cleaning up to be done around here in terms of getting our customers to walk out the door happy that they blew a wad of dough at a panini for your thoughts. Thor, he says and points at me. I jump to smooth my rumpled t-shirt.
You're nice and people like you, but holy crap, are you slow.
I'm not slow, I say, then remember I was supposed to have my lips sewed up. Oops, I say, and restitch my lips together.
I mean, you've got a smile that's impossible to hate, he continues. But if a customer is waiting on a Byzantium baguette for 20 minutes, that's simply too long. I'm talking about sales per minute, guys. Churros con burros is making 160 transactions every hour.
Yeah, but that chalupas tastes like roadkill sautéed in its own barf,
Mandy Mandy says. She pushes out her chest like surviving a meal at Churros con burros should get her some kind of medal.
Let's not forget, Mandy, that you could be doing more for the business as well, Alan says, turning to her.
Alan absolutely refuses to refer to Mandy Mandy as anything but Mandy. He said once the name Mandy is tacky enough without being doubled and having a hyphen jammed up the middle. But Mandy Mandy claims she's gotten better tips ever since she started going by Mandy Mandy because customers think it's cute.
You're a Serb, Alan continues, is the corrosive evil that eats holes into our customer satisfaction ratings. If we could just marry your efficiency with Thor's humane decency, we might be looking at the gateway to good word of mouth, and with it, economic solvency.
I'm plenty decent,
Mandy Mandy says, flicking her gum at Remus. The gum lands on Remus's face. He picks the gum off and glares at her. He flips Romulus's head off his lap, smears the gum on the wall, and blitzes off to the washroom.
Drama queen,
Mandy Mandy says under her breath. Romulus angrily follows his brother out of the room. The twins move as a pair most of the time, and they both hate Mandy Mandy.
Mandy, Alan says,
it's fine for you to muscle with Remus and Romulus, but the paying public cannot see that sort of behavior, or else we'll all be out on our asses playing accordion in the street and pretending to be amputees. The time has come for us to step up our staff and open the doors for a new hire. I want someone nice, someone quick, and someone who is willing to subjugate all sense of individuality to the collective identity of the Panini for Your Thoughts restaurant nation.
Alan double majored in history and restaurant management. He is a fascist, which means he likes for things to happen on time.
No hire?
Mandy Mandy's eyes go tigerish.
If any new girl comes snuffling around here looking for work, skewer her slutty tonsils with a carving knife.
Well, I don't want to skewer anybody's slutty tonsils, but I also do not like this change idea. I take a deep breath in and smell the focaccia just about ready to come out of the oven. I can hear the dishwasher clattering and banging in the kitchen. Sure, this place is dirty and messy and
Mandy Mandy gives me a headache and a half, but I love it here.
I've been working at A Panini for Your Thoughts for 3 years now, and I can't imagine anybody coming in to do the job better than I do. The Gruff Valley Diners know me, and I know the Gruff Valley Diners. If I didn't work here, I just don't know what I'd do all day. Besides, how would I tell Mom and Dad that they wouldn't be seeing my tip money anymore? Dad would get all fretful and pull out his calculator and start talking about making do. He'd smile fake, how he does when he doesn't want me to know he's gotten fretful, and tell me we'll be fine without the money.
I grab a paper napkin off the table and start to rip it into confetti pieces.
Oh, holy Abraham, father of Isaac, Alan cries.
I'm not going to replace either of you. I'm going to supplement you. You'll still get paid the same you always have, you mercenary Shylocks. You're expressly forbidden to gut or otherwise physically assault any applicants.
Mandy Mandy yanks her corkscrew out of the table. She's about to say something, but Remus and Romulus hustle back in. They're both tying on their aprons, and we all look at the clock. It's almost 11. Time to open shop.
Looks like we'll need to cut this forum short, Alan says. Remus, you unlock. Romulus, get back to the kitchen and make sure we're stocked. And you two,
he continues, glaring at Mandy Mandy and me, Get your asses prepared to start peddling some serious panini.